It's Morning Edition here on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. By Degrees is a new reporting project from NHPR, taking a fresh look at climate change in New Hampshire. We're launching that project today. Rachel Cletus is the policy director for the Union of Concerned Scientists Climate Energy Program. It's based in Massachusetts. She joins us now to talk about the effects of climate change here in the Granite State and New Hampshire's role in climate change policy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're seeing effects from climate change already. We have been for a while. What are some of the effects of climate change that we are seeing here in New Hampshire?
So as global average temperatures warm, we're seeing accelerating sea level rise, and that is true everywhere and definitely true here in, along our New Hampshire coastline. And that's leading to increasing coastal flooding as sea levels rise. It also means that when we have storms, the storm surges are riding on higher sea levels and so can reach much further inland. In the Northeast, we're also seeing a rise in temperatures, and the most recent national climate assessment that was released in 2018 says that by 2035, the Northeast is projected to have more than 3.6 Fahrenheit increase in temperature above pre-industrial levels, and that's going to be the largest increase in the contiguous U.S. And what we recognize when we see that is that temperatures here are rising more and faster than they are in the global average. And in New Hampshire, this means we're going to see more extreme heat, more heat waves, more people exposed to the impacts of heat-related illnesses. And when we look at scientific projections of what is to come, it is very sobering, because if we fail to sharply reduce our carbon emissions, if we fail to take action quickly, these impacts are going to get much, much worse.
What do you think the biggest worry for us is right now here in the Northeast, in New Hampshire specifically?
We have a lot of people in coastal communities who are seeing increased coastal flooding because of sea level rise. Now, you know, in New Hampshire, for example, we did some analysis looking at the risk to residential properties, and we found that by 2045, 2,000 of today's residential properties, which are currently home to about 3,000 people, are at risk of chronic inundation, meaning that they will see really disruptive flooding to their properties that can diminish the value of those properties. We're talking about $645 million worth of property. Now, those people are finding themselves at risk through no fault of their own. This is global climate change and sea level rise that is coming to rest on their doorstep. So how is it fair to ask people to just cope with the loss of property value on their own, or to deal with this problem on their own, when they are not the ones who've created the whole problem themselves? And this is why the need for collective action, so that we're not unfairly passing on the burden to particular individuals who are facing these impacts. Look, when the ski industry is threatened by climate change, that's a lot of jobs that can go away. You know, when we have changes in tourism, that's a lot of jobs here in New Hampshire. So we need to really be thinking about this in a holistic way and making investments right now, so that we're not imposing real economic hardship and suffering on people further down the line.
How has New Hampshire responded to that change so far, though? I mean, especially if you look at other New England neighbors, we often hear, you know, about initiatives that are being done on the state level. You know, I'm thinking about Massachusetts and California in particular. People who live here often see us as a green, outdoorsy state, but how does that translate to environmental policies? Are state governments doing enough?
Well, frankly, no. New Hampshire has a lot more room to do more. The state is a part of a regional program in the Northeast, the REGI program, that's designed to lower emissions from the power sector. That program has resulted in millions of dollars of revenues for the state. But unfortunately, that money has not been invested in ramping up renewable forms of energy sufficiently. So, you know, New Hampshire has huge solar potential, huge unexploited solar potential that really could be ramped up. We're getting a very, very small percentage of the amount of energy we could get from solar, for example. We're also increasingly becoming dependent on natural gas, which is a challenge because natural gas, while it burns cleaner than coal, still does come with carbon emissions attached to it. It is still a fossil fuel, and it has upstream emissions from methane, a very potent heat-trapping gas. So we really need to be thinking carefully about the risk of getting over-reliant on natural gas, both for heating as well as for power.
We often hear in climate change conversations that, of course, this affects places like the seacoast, where you're talking about sea level rise. We often think about that real estate and affecting more wealthy people. But climate change, a warming climate in general, does have a disproportionate effect on, you know, lower income and communities with people of color, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Climate change all around the world and here in New Hampshire is taking a disproportionate toll on low-income communities and communities of color. And the reason for this is because of these long-standing inequities. We have populations who are more exposed to the economic ravages of climate change. So whether it be impacts on the tourism industry or impacts on property values, impacts on jobs, impacts on things like farming, we have a heightened exposure to those economic impacts to people who are low income or fixed income. And in many cases, there is a very important racial dimension of this. And these are all aspects of dealing with broader challenges that our nation faces, but they definitely intersect with how we deal with climate change as well, making sure that we're taking into account these kinds of disproportionate impacts and fashioning our policies to help address them up front.
Rachel Cletus is the Policy Director for the Climate Change Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. Thank you for your time, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me.
By Degrees is NHPR's new climate change reporting project. You can let us know what you want to hear about climate change in New Hampshire or how it's affecting you right now by filling out our survey at nhpr.org. And this is Morning Edition from NHPR.